Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy, GD. In this episode, I'll be talking about the trade deadline, all the deals that went down. We went over two of the major ones, but we'll tell you about all the rest. Also, Unrivaled, doing something that's unprecedented, one-on-one tournament. We'll talk about that as well. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, this will be a special episode. I'll be doing the trade deadline, all the deals that came down the pike. One rescinded, by the way. We'll talk about that as well. But first, I wanted to talk about Unrivaled, the league that's going on, the one that Breonna Stewart and Nafisha Collier started. I've enjoyed it thus far. We're at the halfway point of the season, and I was treated to a game on Saturday that was absolutely fantastic. Oh, by the way, there was supposed to be a doubleheader, but this is the statement that came down prior to the matchup that was supposed to take place. And this is from the Unrivals social media account. To prioritize player health and safety, Unrivaled will be canceling tonight's matchup between Laces Basketball Club and Vinyl Basketball Club. The game between Mist Basketball Club and the Lunar Owls will now tip off in the 6 p.m. Eastern Time window at Wayfair Arena, airing on True TV and Max. So that was your update as far as that went. What happened? Still some people saying flu, some people saying something else. So you don't really get a clear picture as to what happened. Had to be something serious for them to cancel it so close to the actual time of the game, but nonetheless they did. So you know, I feel bad for the people, you know, paid to see the Laces or the Vinyl in that case, but I'm sure the league will kind of make it up some kind of way towards the down the road at least. But you were treated to a very good game between the Mist and the Lunar Owls. The Lunar Owls, the only undefeated team at 6-0, went into that matchup with the Mist. It was a very close game, very entertaining game. But in actually going into that fourth quarter, the Mist were up by 6, but somehow lost the game to the Lunar Owls, who still remain undefeated at 7-0. Nafisha Collier had a monster game with 38 points. And then you had the game winner by Shakira Austin, who's playing with a great deal of confidence. In fact, a few games ago, kind of turned the corner for her, and she has like a kind of a bounce in her step. So she's been playing well, of course. Alicia Gray, she's kind of the silent assassin over there. Also, you have Skylar Diggins-Smith, your veteran, your floor general there. Also, you also have a killer like Courtney Williams. So this team is loaded for bear, guys. But, of course, you must talk about Nafisha Collier, who's playing absolutely amazing. And she actually set a league high with the 38 points. So Lunar Owls undefeated. The Mist take another tough loss, guys. They also lost to this weekend to the Rose team. So they've amassed some tough losses, Brianna's team. So there's that. But starting this Monday, February 10th, they're going to have a one-on-one tournament, guys. So I want to go through that really quick. It's going to be 30 players participating in that. And remember, the league is like 30 with 35 players. And then not participating in one-on-one are the following players: Brittany Griner, Sabrina Ionescu, Angel Reese, Stephanie Dolson, and Courtney Vandersloot. So you got five players not playing in that. And then also the players that they signed to those relief contracts, Natisha Heidelman and Melissa Smith, they're also not competing in it. So there you have that. But I will tell you the matchups. Like I said, I had made it a point to at least capture it here, and I have. So here we go, guys. Here we go. And your pod A, Jewel Lloyd, she'll get a bye, and she'll play the winner out of Natasha Cloud and Ray Burrell. And then in the next quadrant, you have Alyssa Thomas going up against Azaree Stevens. And then the winner of that game will take on the winner of the Chelsea Gray versus Shakira Austin game. So pretty entertaining pod there. Let's continue. Then you have pod B with Nafisha Collier. I'm surprised she didn't get a bye, but Nafisha Collier, she takes on Katie Lou Samuelson. And then the winner of that matchup will face the winner of Jackie Young versus Rekia Jackson. That should be a good matchup right there. Ooh, that should be good. And then in the second quadrant of the pod B, you have Tiffany Hayes going up against Courtney Williams. Ooh, man, that's going to be a tough one. That's going to be another tough one there. And then you have the winner out of that one will play the winner of Ryan Howard versus Lexi Hall, which you'd think Ryan Howard would pull out the victory in that one. But Lexi Hall could be sneaky, but odds on favor is probably Ryan Howard. So that's your pod B. Moving on to pod C. Ooh, tasty matchups here. Brianna Stewart takes on her fellow UConn alum, Aaliyah Edwards. And then the winner of that will get the winner of Marina Mabry versus Kate Money Martin. That should be interesting. Now, the thing with Mabry, is she healthy? We'll see. But so it seemed like Brianna, she should see a way out of that quadrant. We'll see. And then on the other side of the quadrant there, Alisa Gray versus Jordan Canada. That should be interesting. Teammate versus teammate. Wow. And then the winner of that will take on Kalia Copper versus Aaliyah Boston. That should be interesting. You would think Kalia Copper, but I wouldn't sleep too much on Leah Boston there, but that should be a little interesting segment there in pod C. And then pod D, Arika Ogunbowale, she gets a bye. So she'll play the winner out of Skylar Diggins versus De'Erica Hamby, Battle of the Moms there. So very intriguing matchup there. And then on the other side of the ledger, you have Satu Sabali going up against Brittany Sykes. That's going to be tough. That's going to be tough. And then the winner of that will take on the winner between Kayla McBride and Dejanay Carrington. Ooh, that should be a tasty matchup too. So Pod D has some interesting matchups. Should make for a good little tourney here. But it will take place, guys, over a matter of 3 days. So it'll be February 10th, February 11th, and I believe 14th, you'll have the semifinals, then the finals. So that's the way it's going down. And the prize pool, let me read that to you. The prize pool for this. It was announced 30 players. And the prize pool in total is $350,000. The winner of it all gets $200,000. And it's funny because I heard Alicia Gray and Courtney Williams talking about it. And it was pretty funny. And Alicia Gray said if she makes it to the semifinals, they won't see her in the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game, which actually takes place on the same day if she got to the semifinals. So that will make for an interesting schedule conflict for Alicia Gray. So we'll see about that. But like I said, $200,000 to the winner, $550,000 to the runner-up, $25,000 to the other semifinalists, and then $10,000 apiece to the winners' teammates. So that's how it's shaking out, guys. So I guess, you know, as you win, you're able to earn more money as you go up the scale. So should make for an interesting tournament. I'll definitely be keeping an eye on it as far as what's going on. And, of course, I'll report to you guys when I get word of the winners and all that kind of stuff. So that's your Unrivaled, guys. Let us talk about the trade deadline. Now, we already spoke about the Luka Doncic and Anthony Davis trade. We already talked about that. We beat that down to a fine powder. In fact, talked about it on two separate episodes, of course, with my guy, Ty the Pod Guy, and then I talked about it in my recap episode for week 14. And then you had the De'Aaron Fox deal of him going to the Spurs and that 14 deal that sent Zach LaVine to Sacramento. So we talked about that already. But that was just two of 20 trades that went down, guys. So let us go through them. Starting on February 1st, the LA Clippers, they received center Drew Eubanks and also Patty Mills. Patty Mills is still around, guys. So the Clippers got both of those guys. And in exchange with Utah, the Utah Jazz will receive Mo Bamba, also P.J. Tucker, who hasn't played in years, guys, it seems. And also they will get the Clippers 2030 second-round pick and also some cash money. So this is the Clippers kind of shoring up their bench, making that playoff push. So there's your deal there. Next one, Khalid Martin. Now, remember, guys, he signed with Philly as a free agent. They deal him, and they do this on February 4th. They deal Khalid Martin to the Dallas Mavericks, who, as we know, they got Anthony Davis along with Max Christie from the Lakers. So they're also adding Caleb Martin, a 3-and-D guy. He can get in there and defend. He can play multiple positions. So Dallas has him now in exchange for Quentin Grimes. So Quentin Grimes is on the move yet again, guys, going to Philly along with Dallas's second round pick for the upcoming draft, 2025. So Caleb Martin, a fine player with Miami, didn't really get too much traction in Philly, but given a new shot at life with the Dallas Mavericks. So Dallas adding, fortifying their roster with a Caleb Martin. And Philly, you know, we'll see what happens with Quentin Grimes. He's a guy who can catch and shoot. He can defend well. So as far as the minutes goes, I'm sure he'll get his share coming off the bench. But we'll see. He's bounced around quite a bit since his Knicks days. So there's that. So let us move on. On February 5th, you had a flurry of deals that day, including the, well, let me just go through. So, Detroit Pistons, they get KJ Martin, guys, along with a 2027 second round pick that comes via Milwaukee, and then a 2031 pick that for the second round via the Sixers. And the Sixers get in return some cash considerations. So Detroit, what Detroit is doing, guys, they're just trying to get some young talent in there, throw it up against the wall, see what sticks. KJ Martin, I heard a lot of good things about him. So will he get a shot? Will he get an opportunity over there? I would think so. JB Bickerstaff is a guy who not afraid to go dig deep in this bench and, you know, pluck out talent. So KJ Martin gets a nice little opportunity with the Pistons. And the Sixers in, I didn't know they was hard up for cash like that, but it is what it is. Let us move on. The Houston Rockets will receive Jaden Springer along with a 2030 second round pick. They make this deal with Boston, guys. And Boston, in return, they get a 2031 second round pick that's top 55 protected. So Jaden Springer is on the move, going to Houston. Just another piece to add to their bench along with the second rounder. Let's go on. OKC, they get some more big man help. They bring in center Daniel Theis. They bring him in along with a 2031 second round pick that they got from the New Orleans Pelicans. And the Pelicans, in return, they get cash. So another team that's in need of cash, New Orleans Pelicans. But OKC gets some much needed big man help over there. We know they have Chet Holmgren. He should be coming back from injury soon, guys. I'll be talking about that. And then also Isaiah Hartenstein. After that, you don't have much left. You have the other Jalen Williams, but I believe he's dealing with an injury right now. So you definitely needed some depth as far as big men. And Daniel Theis will give you just that. So let's move on. Jonas Valanciunas. Now, you figured he would be on the move, and yes, he is on the move, guys. He has been traded from Washington, going to Sacramento, the Sacramento Kings. Nice pickup for the Kings. In exchange, Washington gets back guard Sidy Cissoko, and also a 2028 second-round pick that comes via Denver, and then a 2029 second round pick from the Kings. So Jonas Valanciunas, I see him getting some nice time over there. I could see a scenario where they have him and Domantas Sabonis out there on the floor at the same time. Kind of an inside-out situation there, but Jonas Valanciunas, I thought he would end up somewhere else, but a nice move for the Kings, who could definitely use some more size outside of Sabonis. So very good pickup for them. Let us move on. Three-team deal, guys. Milwaukee finally deals Chris Middleton, and he goes in a three-team deal with Milwaukee, sending him to Washington, along with A.J. Johnson, and then also a 2028 first-round swap with Milwaukee, a swap pick. And Milwaukee gets Kyle Kuzma, along with Patrick Baldwin Jr. Also from the Knicks, they get Jericho Sims, and they get second-round compensation. And then the Knicks, they get DeLon Wright and cash. I didn't know the Knicks needed cash, but I guess they do. So, and from what I'm told, DeLon Wright, I don't know if he'll stick with the Knicks. My sources say he may just get waived. So I guess the Knicks got the cash, and then, you know, the money that was to go to a Jericho Sims now floats to Milwaukee and kind of clears the books for the Knicks if they want to do something else, which they are planning to do. They're planning to add to their bench. So, you know, Mitchell Robinson, he's soon on the way, and also possibly a forward they're looking to add as well. So the Knicks kind of maneuvering themselves. But Milwaukee, they get Kyle Kuzma, a guy who he's been in a winning situation before with the Lakers, guys. So this is a stellar move for the Milwaukee Bucks to get a guy like Kuzma, much younger than Middleton, obviously, a guy who's a perfect third wheel right behind Giannis and Dame Lillard. He doesn't have to do the heavy lifting that he did in Washington. He could kind of, I don't want to say take it easy, but there's not much of a demand on him to be the guy. So I think this scenario will work perfectly for him in Milwaukee. So good move for Milwaukee. And then Middleton, I guess he'll get all the minutes he can take over there with Washington. How much he has it left in the tank, that's another story. But let us move on. Brandon Ingram, I was surprised by this one, guys. Brandon Ingram, he's on the move, leaving New Orleans, going to Toronto, of all places. And exchange, Toronto gives the Pelicans Bruce Brown, a guy who's a swing player. He can play the guard or the forward, kind of Swiss Army knife. Also, they get Kelly Olynyk. Seemed like he's always getting dealt, Kelly Olynyk. And then also, along with that, they're getting a 2025 second-round pick from Toronto, and then a 2026 first-round pick from Indiana Pacers. So I'm guessing that's the pick that they got for Pascal Siakam in that trade. I'm assuming that's the first-rounder that they're giving up to the Pelicans. But Toronto gets a guy. You know he can light it up. He can fill it up. But he's hurt right now, guys, so there's no real timetable for him to come back. And then he kind of joins a team that's kind of where you do have R.J. Barrett playing the same position as him. Do you swing him in the backcourt? Then you'll mess up the progress that's made by Grady Dick, who's playing the shooting guard for that team. So I'm not sure if I understand this trade, but, you know, he gets a tryout to see what he has. You know, Coach Darko over there, he gets to see what he has in Brandon Ingram, whether he brings him back or not, because I believe he's heading towards free agency, if I'm not mistaken. So kind of a trial for him, and we'll see how that goes. But Toronto, in a surprising move, at least in my eyes. Then you have this deal. The LA Lakers getting center Mark Williams, and in exchange, because they needed a big man. Remember, they lost Anthony Davis in the trade for Luka. So they sent to Charlotte Dalton Kanek, also Cam Reddish, who's bounced around quite a bit, guys, and a 2030 first round swap that will be between them and the Lakers. And then on top of that, they get a 2031 first round pick from the Lakers. But hold the phone, guys. Hold the phone. They give Mark Williams a physical. He fails the physical, guys, that the Lakers give him, therefore rescinding the deal. So Mark Williams going there, which I thought was a boon, guys. If he's healthy, he can ball. But turns out he's damaged goods, guys. So he goes back to Charlotte. In fact, I want to read to you what Charlotte wrote after this happened. Here we go. Yeah, I have the statement right here. This is from Charlotte's social media page. I believe that their X page, Twitter page. We are excited to welcome Mark back to our Hornets organization. After the other team aggressively pursued Mark, we made the difficult decision to move him. We have always held great respect for Mark's talents, work ethic, and character. We are thrilled to see him rejoin our roster as a dynamic presence at the starting center position. His return strengthens our team, and we look forward to the impact he will make on and off the court. You talk about putting lipstick on a pig. I mean, wow. And you saw how they put the onus on the Lakers. They basically shifted the blame to the Lakers and how they said the other team. And yeah, but you can't dress this up, guys. You traded this guy now. Now you have to basically coddle up to him after you dealt him to the Lakers. Now you gotta kind of smooth the waters, so to speak, in bringing him back. And for the Lakers, you know, I'm sure a guy like Dalton Kanek is happy to go back there. Cam Reddish, probably not for much because he's not going to see much time. But Dalton Kanek, I think, will still be a part of that rotation. And they get to keep their draft picks as well. But this puts the Lakers in a quandary, guys. Because now your only bigs that you have are Jackson Hayes. Then you have a two-way player like Trey Jemison the third, who can't even play for you in the playoffs, guys. And then you have an undersized Dorian Finney-Smith. So you're kind of in a quandary there as far as bigs go. Now, the only hope you can hold out is if somebody comes loose via the buyout market. Because right now there's no centers out there you can pick up that's off the street. You want to go back to Dwight Howard and bring him back? What else is out there besides him? Not much else, guys. So the Lakers, you know, they're going to have to play with the hand they're dealt. And what they do with that, we'll see, but kind of a mess, to be honest. But because it was funny, I was talking to a friend on the show, D. I was like, but why do these teams just give away players to the Lakers? Why do they do that? But I see there was something beyond the curtain, to take a line from the Wizard of Oz. So there's that. All right. Jimmy Butler. Oh, I've been waiting to talk about this, guys. In a five-team deal, guys, Jimmy Butler goes to the Phoenix Suns. Nope. Oops. Not the Phoenix Suns. He goes to the Golden State Warriors. Mind you, this is a place where, in my last episode, the Week 14 recap, I said he had said he will not sign an extension with Golden State or with the Memphis Grizzlies. Lo and behold, he changed his stance. He goes to Golden State, and they immediately sign him to a two-year extension. So I'll talk about that more in a minute. Let's just talk about the particulars. So Miami, in return, gets Andrew Wiggins, the embattled forward over there for the Warriors, now on the move to South Beach. Along with him goes Kyle Anderson, also guard Davion Mitchell. He goes there as well. And then a 2025 first-round pick that is top 10 protected. And it's Golden State's own pick. So there you have that. So kind of a nice haul for Pat Riley. I'll talk about that more in a minute. And Detroit gets Dennis Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder, guys. He goes and puts his foot in his mouth after the Luka AD trade goes down. He starts talking. He's talking about it's like modern-day slavery and talking this and that. Which, you know, that's not going to fall well with the fans, and it's not going to fall well with the front office. So, on the move, he goes to Detroit, along with guard Lindy Waters III. And then Utah gets a piece of this deal. They get, actually, I was just talking about him, KJ Martin. He goes now to Utah, along with Josh Richardson, in a 2028 second round pick they'll get. And then Toronto gets, now he's on the move again, PJ Tucker from Utah. So PJ Tucker goes to Toronto now, along with a 2026 second round pick that belongs to the Los Angeles Lakers and some cash considerations. So the first question you ask yourself, Jimmy Butler, how come he changed his stance and ended up with Golden State? Well, from what I was told, Miami was actually interested because they didn't want Bradley Beal. They were interested in, get this, Kevin Durant. So they wanted the swap to be Jimmy Butler for Kevin Durant. Let me read you. This comes from Ramona Shelburne. She was on top of this, guys. And I'll read to you what I discovered. This is from, so, yeah. Kevin Durant trade to the Heat was there to be done, but Miami pulls the plug. And, again, this is according to Ramona Shelburne, and also Brian Windhorst. But the Heat reneged on the deal because they were not willing to mortgage their future by paying the steep price that the Suns wanted in exchange for Kevin Durant. So, Pat Riley. See, guys, and, you know, I talked about it. I talked about it with Ty. I talked about it even before that. Pat Riley, you're not going to get over on Pat Riley. You're not going to do it. Pat Riley's, at the end of the day, is going to get his way. When there's a player and ownership struggle, Pat Riley's going to end up on the winning side. That's just the way it is, guys. We've seen it time and time again. I've chronicled it. Shaquille O'Neal, we know about that. We know about with LeBron James, although LeBron wanted to go back to Cleveland anyway. We know about Dwayne Wade, the struggle he had towards the end. So Pat Riley, at the end of the day, is going to get his way. And I knew he wasn't going to do, he was going to do what's best for the franchise. And that's what he did. And then Jimmy Butler saw the handwriting on the walls, seeing that, oh, you guys are going to deal me for Kevin Durant? Yeah, you know what? Let me change my stance. So he said, okay, I'm good with a Golden State deal. I'll just resign over there. So that's what happened, guys, because I told you I thought it'll be either Phoenix or he gets suspended for the year if that didn't come to fruition, unless he softens his stance, which I reported about as well. So there you have that. So in the end, Jimmy Butler blinks, and now he's a Golden State Warrior. And happened to have a nice game for in his first game with the Warriors. So maybe it'll work out for the best. We'll see. You know, coming in, he's always going to be on his best behavior. Let's see how he is down the road. Maybe about a year or two into that extension. Let's see how he is as far as that goes. But Jimmy Butler, he's on the move, and he ends up in Golden State. And again, Miami, you got to take your hat off to Pat Riley, man. He's a shrewd operator. As far as Detroit and the other teams getting involved, I guess they did it to kind of help themselves somewhat along the way. So there you have that. So that's those deals. Let us move on. There's about 8 more that we'll cover, and then we'll be done. Washington Wizards, they get Ricky Jackson, the guard front that was on the bench for the Sixers. He didn't really have too much impact there, but he goes to Washington now, along with a 2026 first round pick, which is the lesser of the picks that Oklahoma City Thunder has. And also, it's got to be also, they get a Houston pick that's not a top, basically not a top 4. So it's got to be 5 through 30. And then a pick from the LA Clippers as well. In exchange, Philly gets guard Jarrett Butler. So they get him. They get a 2027 second round pick, the most favorable pick of the picks between Golden State and Phoenix. Then they get a 2028 second round pick from the Golden State Warriors, and then a 2030 second round pick, most favorable, between Phoenix and Portland. And then they get another 2030 pick, second round, and that's from Washington. So a lot of draft capital moving in this trade, and that's what it is. And these are trades, by the way, that happen on the day of the deadline. So we have that. Let us move on. Justaf Nurkic, he is on the move, guys. You knew he had kind of a falling out with Phoenix, and they end up moving him. In fact, oddly enough, he goes where? To the Charlotte Hornets, along with a 2026 first-round pick that is the Phoenix Suns. In exchange, the Suns get Cody Martin. They also get Vasilije Micic, the point guard there. And also they get a 2026 second round pick from Charlotte. So Justav Nurkic, now they got him, mind you, because they dealt Mark Williams. Now that you have Mark Williams coming back, Justav Nurkic is kind of a, you know, embarrassment of riches, so to speak. So I would keep an eye out on that situation there. Do they now do a buyout with Nurkic? And if so, I'm sure the Lakers are watching that situation closely, being that, you know, they were on the wrong end of a deal that with the Mark Williams trade not going through. Now they're in the market for a center. So I'm sure the Lakers will watch that situation closely. Let us move on. Cleveland. They get themselves a nice addition, guys. DeAndre Hunter from the Atlanta Hawks. So, and this is a kid, guys. You might as well say he's in the running for sixth man of the year. That's how well he's playing, guys. So he heads to Cleveland, and Atlanta gets in exchange Caris LeVert, who's been with Cleveland for a while now, along with Jorge Niang, another, former Sixer. He goes in the deal, and they get 3 second-round picks and 2 future swap picks between Atlanta and Cleveland. But Cleveland, man, hits a home run with this one. A young forward who can add to their rotation right away, guys. Will he come off the bench like he did at Atlanta? We'll see. But very good, very shrewd move by Cleveland to get this guy. Atlanta, I'm not sure what they're doing. And in fact, Atlanta was pretty busy this day. They also send out Cody Zeller. They sent him to Houston along with a 2028 second-round pick. And Atlanta gets back cash considerations. So, again, I'm not sure what Atlanta's doing right now. So, there's that. And they weren't finished. They sent out Bogdan Bogdanovic. They sent him on the move. Now, he showed you flashes. He's been hurt quite a bit this year. But they sent him to the Los Angeles Clippers along with 3 second-round picks. In exchange, Atlanta gets guard Terrence Mann, and they also get Bones Highland. So you get a couple of capable guards coming off your bench now, but you send Bogdanovic to L.A. to the Clippers along with 3 second-round picks. So there's that. Marvin Bagley III on the move once again, leaving Washington. He's going now to Memphis along with Johnny Davis, a young guard who didn't really get that much of a fair shake over there with the Wizards. They got a lot of his type of guards over there already, so he became expendable. So he goes to Memphis now, along with a 2028 second-round pick that belongs to Washington and a future second-round pick. Washington, in return, gets guard Colby Jones, Marcus Smart. So they give up on the Marcus Smart experiment over there. So he goes now to the worst team in the league, kind of a banishment for Marcus Smart, unfortunately. Will he remain there? We'll see. Maybe he'll hit the buyout market. So he could land somewhere else if that's the case. And then they also get center Alex Len, and they get a 2025 first-round pick from the Memphis Grizzlies, which at this point is going to be a low first-round pick given the way the Grizzlies are playing right now. And the third team in this deal, the Sacramento Kings, because actually Alex Lynn was with the Sacramento Kings. Now he goes to Washington. So Sacramento gets in exchange Jake LaRavia. So there's that. Clippers, they weren't done, guys. Kind of a quiet move here. They get forward Marjon Beauchamp. They get him from Milwaukee in exchange for Kevin Porter Jr. Now, Kevin Porter Jr. is a guy, he's shown you flashes in this league. He got into that bit of trouble with the girlfriend there. She was with the WNBA. Gonzarek, where they got into a little thing there. But now he ends up in Milwaukee, so, you know, he gives you punch off the bench. And then Beauchamp didn't really get too much of an opportunity with Milwaukee. Now he gets a fresh start with the Clippers. We'll see what he has there. And then this last deal, I was trying to figure this one out. James Wiseman. Remember he came over to Indiana. Actually, I think they got him by a trade. He came to Indiana, then he tore up his knee on opening night. So he's out for the year as it is anyway. Toronto picks him up along with cash and exchange for a future draft pick that's top 55 protected. It doesn't give you the year, so we don't know. So we'll see. So that's all your deals, guys, that went down. A lot of deals that went down the pike. Like I said, 20 of them. The impact we'll see as the season progresses. But busy times in the NBA. Guys, I'll have the All-Star weekend breakdown. I got all the schedules, so I'll do that in one episode there. I still owe you a Nick midseason report. I'll do that as well. I'll get to all that. So, guys, you know the deal. All Things Basketball with GD.com is the website. There you find my videos, all my shorts and all everything else. My support buttons, of course. I usually have it in my scrolls here. Also, on my website, I got a page with all the support buttons, my PayPal, my Buy Me a Coffee, my Spotify donate button, my Cash App, I got it here, $GD, that's sports dude. Again, that's $GD, that's sports dude. Email, guys, you can email the show, that's sportsdudegd@gmail.com. That's my email address, guys. YouTube, I'm there. LinkedIn, I put the videos there. Podcast platforms, I'm on them all, including Apple, so. Like, 5 stars, wherever you see it. Like the videos, all those sort of things. Socials, Instagram, TikTok, Blue Sky. Fan base, not so much. Facebook, not so much. Twitter, non-existent. So that's the way that goes. All right, I thank you for listening, guys, as always. We'll talk soon. Take care.